Renee Slansky is an Australian model, TV presenter, writer, and dating and relationship coach. His love for romance and heart for women has compelled her to start an online community for women called the Dating Directory. It's all things love, dating, relationships, and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Emma. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. Love the, well, it's an online community, really. It's more than a blog. I love it. So tell us what the motivation was behind the Dating Directory.
Well, today, funny enough, actually marks the third year that I started this. So it's quite a poignant day, I guess you could say. But the reason why I started my blog is, I've always kind of had a ministry with women, and I've always had a real heart to counsel women and to be, you know, I guess a leader in some respects. And the reason why I started my blog was a few years ago. I was in a very toxic relationship, and I was in a relationship that where the man that I was with actually had a child to a very unstable ex-partner. And, you know, back then, even 3 years ago, it wasn't really talked about when it came to what it was like to be, you know, a stepmom, or what it was like when you had to deal with, you know, another man's child to another woman's, you know, and I just felt quite alone. And so what I wanted to do is, I realized, you know, relationships nowadays are very different, you know, compared to maybe our parents' generation or the generation before us. We've got so many different type of influences on it, different situations. You know, you've got a lot of people that are in their second or their third marriage. You know, the women maybe aren't the ones that are the stay-at-home mums. Maybe it's the dads. And so I wanted to create a platform which represented a voice for women, and also I guess a safe haven where they could go to either learn or laugh, or just felt like they weren't alone in their own unique situation. So that's pretty much how it all came about. I wanted to share my wisdom of what I learnt, and about all my bad experiences that I had and my growth, and basically change the dating and relationship culture that we have in the world today as well.
I love it. I love it. I love that you saw a need and did something about it. So what do you think it takes to have a healthy relationship?
Well, I think, you know, for me, the very first thing is, because I'm a Christian, I need to have, you know, a deep sense of peace within myself, which I get from God. Now, I know there's probably other people out there that might not necessarily have a relationship with God, but I think from the very beginning, you need to be really comfortable in yourself and have this, a really deep sense of who you are and a sense of completion and peace, because how you love yourself is essentially the foundation, and how you see yourself is where everything else will spring from it, you know, because if you're someone who still relies on other people to fulfill your happiness, or you're still relying on other people to complete you, it's going to be a real struggle right from the beginning. So you really need to have an understanding of your own self-worth and to feel whole without the presence of another person in your life. And for me, I don't think that anyone should ever complete you. I think they should only ever add to you. I think communication is a massive thing in a relationship. I mean, this isn't just talking, you know, to your partner daily. This is also about, you know, learning to communicate with the right sort of words, learning to communicate, you know, not when you're angry or hypersensitive, but, you know, stepping back and reassessing the situation before you talk out of those emotions, you know. And it's also about being able to talk to your partner. I mean, not everyone communicates the same way, but everyone needs to learn how to actually communicate effectively so the other person can understand. I think especially, you know, honesty and just being transparent with one another, those are really core foundations as well of a healthy relationship. Being able to be yourself and know that you can talk to your partner about anything.
Yeah.
Understanding also that people and situations change. You know, you might marry someone and 10 years down the track, you know, life could be quite different, and you need to learn to be able to adapt and go with the flow with that change. And I think that comes back down to communicating with each other effectively as well. So knowing that, you know, sometimes life hits us hard, and that doesn't necessarily have to affect your relationship in a bad way, you know, as long as you're both willing to work on it together and understand that there will be times, you know, in your relationship where things and people will change. And, you know, you've got to learn not necessarily to fight that change, but learn to, yeah, adapt to it and go with the flow and also work around it and work how you can use that change to your advantage.
I love it, Renee. It's awesome. It's awesome. What do you think are some of the influences and threats relationships face nowadays? You mentioned a couple earlier, but what do you think some of the key ones are?
I'd have to say, like, we live in a sort of society where everything's very fast-paced, you know. We expect everything to happen now, you know.
Especially in Sydney.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Like, I mean, every, you know, you turn on your Wi-Fi on your phone and they say, oh, update, because this is all old already, you know. Like, so it's kind of like you're trying to keep up with it. And what's happened is we've actually managed to cultivate a sort of a culture where if something's broken, you throw it away or you update it rather than working at it, you know. And I think, you know, divorce has become so common nowadays because it's made so much more accessible and so much more acceptable, you know. And so people look going into a marriage, you know, as something as, well, if it doesn't work out, I can just divorce them and get out of it, rather than if, you know, this is a lifelong commitment and I need to work at it daily. And it doesn't help with, like, the influence of media and, you know, celebrities who get married 2 or 3 times and we don't even blink an eye, you know.
Yeah.
Or they have a marriage that only lasts a week or 3 months and we go, oh, well, you know, that's just normal and it's common. And unfortunately, it has become common. And so we then think that just because something is more, you know, we see it more often, it becomes more acceptable, which isn't necessarily the truth.
Mm.
I think also definitely with the influence of social media and the internet, we now have instant access to literally thousands of other people out there, you know, and not only that, but we're able to contact them directly. So, for instance, Facebook, you know, you might have had a few exes that wanted to add you on and you might be married or in a relationship, and all of a sudden you're inviting the past back into your present. You know, so it's little things like that where we've got to be aware of, you know, the outside influences, because eventually they start to infiltrate into our relationship. Sometimes without, you know, they appear harmless because everyone's doing it, you know, and it's,
yeah,
it's just like the norm. But I think, you know, yeah, there's a massive breakdown of not only communication between, you know, couples and people, but also values and priorities. We're starting to let technology take over our private time or our quality time with our partner, which, you know, can be a really big threat to any relationship.
Some good insight there. All right, for someone who's listening and perhaps they're single and wanting to meet the one, how would you say you set yourself up to attract the right person for you?
I have to say that the biggest way to attract the right person for you is to become the right person for them.
Oh, nice. That's, yeah, that's like tweetable right there.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, we focus on what we want the other person to be like. We write lists about them. You know, we envision them, which I think is just as important. I think you need to have a really clear idea of what it is that you hope to attract and what you want to seek. But at the same time, we also need to focus on ourselves and go, well, okay, what sort of person do I need to become and what do I need to work on to be able to make sure that I attract that sort of man or woman into my life? Being a writer, I think I've written about 50 lists over the years.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. That's really good advice. And look, I love one of your recent posts. It was the top 5 things I've learned about love, life, and heartache. And I know we don't have time to go into all of them, but can you share with us just a couple of those things?
Yeah, well, the reason why I did that post was because it was at the time that I really wanted to change my life around in my relationships and get out of that toxic relationship I was in. And, you know, I'd already even started my blog, but I was just still in a slump. And it was basically realizing that how bad do you want something in life? Do you want it enough to go, okay, I need to change something within myself, because at the end of the day, I'm the common denominator in all my broken relationships. And I'd had prophecies spoken over me all through my teens and even as a younger child. And I assumed they would just happen, you know, without me having to do anything. And I think what really hit home was that if I had to create the life that I really wanted, you know, and I knew the promises of God for me, and what I needed to do was I needed to fight for those promises. And that took, you know, decisions, that took discipline, and it took perseverance and, you know, making sure that I didn't give up on what I knew was waiting for me out there.
It's good. Some great wisdom there. Wow. And if you want to hear the other things, there were five, the top five things, you need to actually jump on and read the blog. And where can people do that?
They can go to thedatingdirectory.co.
Awesome. Thedatingdirectory.co. Make sure you pop on and check it out. Renee, thank you so much for having a chat. Some great insight and great wisdom there. It's going to help a lot of people.
That's all right. It's my pleasure. And I love Hope 103.2. So it's great to be on here sharing everything with everyone.
So make sure you have a look at thedatingdirectory.co. Thanks, Renee.
Thanks, Emma.